In May 2016, a jury found that a coal company owned by then-candidate for governor Jim Justice wasn't responsible for contaminating the water wells of several Wyoming County residents. Still, an order requiring the firm to provide temporary fresh water stayed in place, and the water kept coming until recently when it abruptly stopped. Molly Bourne has the story.
We're going to where I pump water out of the creek.
Jason Walker and his mother are next door neighbors here in Cedar Creek. They and more than 30 other families maintain that Dynamic Energy's nearby surface mining operation contaminated their water. The families recently appealed to the state's highest court and hope to get another shot at pleading their case. But they're worried about something more urgent at the moment.
You're looking down over the creek bank into the actual creek, the deepest part that's here in front of my house. And I have a submergible pump down in the creek with a fire hose attached to it run through the yard to the tank.
Each of the initial 16 families that sued have received 10 5-gallon jugs of water per month since December 2014, paid for by the coal company. 10 more families signed on and began getting water too in 2016. Then about a week before this past Christmas, Jason Walker says, the guy who hauls it to them stopped coming. Now he has to dip into the nearby creek, and he treats the water with pool chemicals to flush the toilets. He fills used water containers at the auto parts store where he works and hauls them home.
We do have water. It's just we can't use it like you would normally do on a normal daily basis. If I'm working here at home, say changing my own oil, I get dirty. I have to go 10 miles to take a bath.
In the kitchen of Jason Walker's small but tidy home, an office-like water cooler is a permanent fixture. Early on, the coal company paid for that and replaced the tanks outside, and when the water was coming, he says things were good. His family has had water issues in the past, but they'd always been manageable. Then about 4 or 5 years ago, around the time he says the coal company started blasting, he could no longer treat the water with his usual methods, like a salt filter. It's a hassle now to think about drawing from a well again, he says, but it's harrowing too.
It's such a scary thought that something that comes out of your ground can kill you.
Testing presented by the residents' attorneys at trial showed the water had high levels of arsenic, lead, and other pollutants. But scientists from the State Department of Environmental Protection found no correlation between the mine and the wells in question. Still, there are laws requiring mine companies that contaminate a resident's water supply to provide temporary water and work toward a long-term solution. And a judge issued an order reinforcing those laws in this case. Billy Shelton, an attorney for Dynamic Energy and its parent company, Meshel Bluestone, both owned by the governor, said he couldn't comment on a pending lawsuit. But here's what he told the state Supreme Court last month.
I'm sure all of you had clients you could not control. I've told them, I've written them, I've sent emails, I've called them on the phone and said, in my opinion, you need to comply with the order until we receive an order dissolving that order.
Shelton says the company spent $1 million providing water until January, when it stopped.
The word I get is the company can no longer afford to pay that. They gave the guy and the check bounced.
He's talking about the water delivery man. We couldn't reach him for this story. Governor Jim Justice, a billionaire who also owns the luxury Greenbrier Resort, has failed for years to pay off various debts associated with his companies. He didn't respond to requests for comment through representatives.
Hi, how are you?
Unlike their neighbors, Debbie Browning and her husband Emmett have taken a chance on their old well when the water from the company stopped coming. They spent about a week with no water and had to get someone to come fix the well before they could use it again. Now they're bathing and washing clothes with the water, despite the risks.
Having it just cut off with no warning, you know, not letting us be prepared, that was not right. I'm just thankful that I was able to use my water, you know, even if it was iron and rust and all those brown stuff, you know, it's in it. So, but I'm just thankful that I was able to have, you know, fortunate enough to turn it back on.
Both she and Jason Walker voted for Governor Justice, and they say they're able to make a distinction between the public official and the mine company owner.
As a governor, I think he's doing a good job. You know, I like him. I like him as myself. I voted for the man. So, you know, I'd appreciate it if he'd just take care of our water situation, you know. That'd be nice.
And like many in the area, both families have connections to the mining industry.
None of us on this lawsuit is against the coal mining company. I mean, that's a way of life here in West Virginia. Only thing we have a problem with is they're damaging our resources to our natural water, and we want them to clean the mess up.
Another aspect of this case that makes it stand apart from other water problems in the region is the court order to deliver the water. Warren McGraw, the circuit judge in Wyoming County, kept it in place even after the trial ended. The move baffled Billy Shelton, the coal company's attorney.
Your Honor, that I couldn't believe that we, after prevailing at trial, still couldn't get the injunction lifted.
It's the judge's decision on the injunction, and the judge made the decision based on the evidence.
Kevin Thompson, an attorney for the families.
He kept it in place because he knows that those people need water, plain and simple.
Back in Cedar Creek, Jason Walker washes his hands in a pink tub full of soapy water sitting in the sink. In a few weeks, he plans to drill a new well, hoping to find a new seam of water. His current well is full of sediment, and he has to replace the filter system that's gone bad from being idle. But he says there's still a risk.
Clear water might be contaminated. You just never know what you're going to drink.
Attorneys for Dynamic told the state Supreme Court Monday that it couldn't afford to continue providing the water, and that it shouldn't have to, based on the 2016 trial outcome. The court is expected to respond this week and decide on the appeal sometime this spring. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Molly Bourne in Cedar Creek, Wyoming County.